Masechet Eduyot Perek He Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shinei Devarim Mikule Bet Shammai Umechumre Bet Hillel. Says Rabbi Eliezer, there are two more topics where Bet Shammai was lenient and Bet Hillel was Mahmir. Number one, we mentioned earlier on in the Masechet that when a woman gives birth, in the times of the Mishnah, how it would all work, is she was Teme'ah if she had a boy for 7 days, and if she had a girl for 14 days. Any bleeding she experienced after that, for 33 days for a boy and 66 days for a girl, that bleeding is called Dam Tohar, pure blood. And she's not considered to be a Nida or a Zava, and her husband could technically be with her. So here we'll talk about what happens if she didn't go to a mikveh, because even after she finishes the impure days, she has to go to a mikveh to experience the days of Dam Tohar, or else she's still within her previous status. What is the status of the blood at that point in time if she didn't go to the mikveh with their tum'ah? Dam yoledet shelo tavla, the blood of a Jewish woman who gave birth and did not dip in the mikveh when her days of Tohar began. Bet Shammai omrim, keruka v'kimeme ragleha, says Bet Shammai, the blood that is discharged during her tahor days is similar to her spit and her urine. Those transmit tum'ah only when they're moist, but not when they're dried up. The blood over here does not have the status of nida blood that transmits tum'ah even after it's dried up. But Hachamim said that since the woman didn't immerse in the mikveh after she gave birth, we're going to treat the blood like bodily fluids of spit, saliva, or urine of a woman after childbirth, which transmit tum'ah only while they're moist. Ubet Hillel omrim, mitameh lach ve'avesh. Say Bet Hillel, the blood transmits tum'ah when it's moist or even after it dries. The woman did not dip in a mikveh. So even though technically the tohar days were supposed to start, they only start if she actually went to the mikveh to dip and separated between the tameh, the days where she was a teme'ah, and the days where she was a tehorah. So therefore, the blood is still considered to be the blood of childbirth, which does transmit tum'ah, whether it was moist or dry on a de'oraita level. There is one case where Bet Shammai does agree that the blood is not considered to be tahor blood, unless a woman dipped in the mikveh first. Umodim beyoledet bezov shehu metameh betlach ve'avesh. Bet Shammai agree in the case of a woman who gave birth while she was a zava, that until she counted the 7 clean days and then went into a mikveh, that the blood that she sees during her tahor days are still metameh, whether it's moist or dry, because it's the blood of a zava. With ziva, it works differently. It's not just a certain amount of time is over and then they could go dip in a mikveh like nida. But no, when it comes to a zava, she has to have clean days. And if she never experienced those clean days, she went right from bleeding days of the yoledet, when she gave birth, into the pure days of the dam tohar, she never experienced that interim, that break, where she could consider herself to be pure. So therefore, say Bet Shammai, in that case, they would agree that the blood is still considered to be yoledet blood, even afterwards, if it was during the days of dam tohar, and therefore it would be metameh, it would make things impure with touch, whether it was dry or moist.